Dilemma on Beat.
All right, Jan is with us. Welcome back, Jan.
Good morning.
Okay, this is an interesting one. Now, you stay with me. You might need a diagram for
it
this, okay?
It looks very long.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay, stay with me.
I'm going to take notes.
Hi, Niall and show. Avid listener here and hope you can help. Brace yourselves. It's a long one. I'm lucky enough to be part of a big gang of girlfriends since school, and I'm so blessed to have their friendships well into our 20s. We don't get to see each other as much with hectic schedules, but still have great crack when we do. Anyway, the problem is that this summer, a friend A... told a few of us that her rather wealthy boyfriend was going abroad for his birthday with some family and friends, and would some of us like to come. The accommodation was organised and paid for, all sorted, but could only fit five of us, including friend A, so she could only invite four people. This was fine until we realised friend A never mentioned it to those who hadn't made the cut. Now, she's well within her right to invite whoever she likes, but we knew there'd be a bit of a fallout. Friend B, let's say, has taken huge issue with the fact that her and I are quite close, and I wasn't the one to fill her in on this, and currently said she needs time and space away from me in particular, but seems to be fine with everybody else who went, including friend A. Friend B can be quite flaky with plans and isn't as close to friend A as the rest of us, so it makes some sense why she wasn't asked. I understand why friend B was upset she wasn't invited and missed out on a fun trip, but that's kind of where my sympathy ends. I don't feel like it was my place to throw friend A under the bus and tell friend B, and I don't see why she's so angry with me but fine with everybody else. I'd never like to leave anyone out, but this wasn't my call, and I understand friend A's decision. It's been 6 weeks since we went, and five since we've been back, and I'm still on radio silence while everyone else isn't. Is it wrong of me to be fed up with the childish drama and almost wanting to draw a line under the friendship now? I did apologise at the time and was genuinely sorry she was hurt and felt excluded, but she's adamant it's not that friend A didn't invite her, it's that I wasn't the one to tell her and essentially leave her in the dark. Friend A did let her know the week before we left, and we'd only gotten invited 2 weeks before that. Our other friends who went agree it should be on all of us, or she's actually just sore she wasn't invited and should more or less get over it now. Any thoughts or advice, welcome. Please keep an eye.
Oh my God,
wow,
that is an absolute marathon. And a marathon that I truly believe most, I don't know about guys, but I certainly think most women will be able to relate to some of the behaviour in it. Because
I think that there's two core issues here. The first thing is when you can only bring a limited number of people to something, and that whole thing of who do you leave out and how do I tell them. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, the scenario of you've been invited to that thing. Is it your responsibility to tell the people who didn't make the cut?
No, it's not her responsibility, right? She wasn't obliged to do that. She wasn't the one that extended the invitation in the first place. I would say with hindsight that girl now wishes that she had that conversation.
Definitely.
Because she looks back and goes, maybe it would have just been easier for everybody involved. But I can completely understand how uncomfortable and awkward it is, and she just probably avoided it. And I think we've all done that. We've all gone, do you know what, I'd just rather not deal with it and pretend
and
it's
it
not
wasn't
happening.
Her place.
If that girl who has emailed us had not shown kind of any kind of understanding or empathy with the girl in question, right, she said that she understands where she's coming from. She also said that she apologised, right? Mm. She said sorry, okay? And now for her to be made to feel like it's all her fault, that it all falls on her and that all the blame is going to her. I actually think, like, I certainly feel like with time I've gotten to a point in my life where you realise that the people who are meant to be in your life will be in your life, and sometimes that means losing people, because I don't think that it's your time now to chase her. You've done your bit. You've said sorry. You can only move on with your life. By chasing her, you're only putting yourself through torture. I feel like you've said sorry, and if she still doesn't want to accept that, then that's her issue. It's not yours, and you can't spend your whole life worrying about other people, you know.
And it's horrible to leave her out. I think that's just so
it was really mean. But at the same time, your man, like, he only had, you know, somebody was going to, like, get left out. Like, I look at it now, even in school with birthday parties, like, you can't get invited to everything. That is just life. It's hard sometimes.
You have to learn to accept
that. It is definitely, it's a hard part of life, no matter what age you are.
I don't know what to say to you other than I think she should move forward now. Like, as you said, there's no point. It's 6 weeks and you're going to still out with her, but not out with everybody else. And I just think that's unfair.
This emailer is obviously come to us. She's looking for our advice, and you're just playing it over and over in your head. And that can torment somebody. Do you know what I mean? You have said sorry.
If it was the case that there was a gang of four in work and you were going to do something on Friday, but there was only four places in the hotel or the restaurant or whatever, and I wasn't invited, would you feel kind of guilt or obligation to tell me.
Yeah.
You would.
I would. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. I think in hindsight, she's probably looked back now and gone, it would have been easier if I had just said it. Mm. But yeah. I've also been in that situation where I've been invited to something and kept my mouth shut because I didn't want to upset or disrupt the apple cart. So yeah. I can see it from both sides. But I think the bottom line here is that you're still feeling a certain way about something when you shouldn't be. You know, you have said sorry.
Mm. Okay, let's get some thoughts. Any advice as to how to move forward on this one? And maybe you've been in a similar situation before. We did get a question here regarding this from Caroline.
Sorry, I'm just so confused. What is the emailer apologizing for? She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't leave anybody out. She got picked to go on a holiday with four other women. What is she apologizing for?
I think she's apologizing because this girl sees her as her close friend,
and
B.
She didn't tell her.
She didn't tell her. Like, but I have to say, would you tell me? I suppose you're different. I feel I would have to because we're so close. But at the same time, I totally understand why friend A made these decisions. You should explain it to people. Do you know what I mean? I would give her the opportunity to do it first.
Yeah.
Because it was her decision. You know, I'm just going along with it.
I think the reason she's apologising is because she can understand where the girl is coming from feeling left out. Not necessarily that it was her fault, but that maybe it would have been easier if she'd said it, you know?
Emma, good morning. How are you today?
Morning. Hi, guys. How are we?
Good. Now, did you have to draw a diagram with friend A and friend B and friend C and friend Z?
Oh, my good God. I had a headache after I listened to that.
Same.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. And let me tell you, friend B doesn't wear jealousy well.
No, it's true.
It sounds to me like she's just jealous of the emailer that she missed out on this group and she's just kind of picking on her.
Yeah.
Whereas it's not, like you all said, it's not the emailer's fault. It's friend A who made this decision, who said, look, these are the friends I'm going to invite. So she's going to have a conversation with somebody. It's friend A. Do you know what I mean?
We get a text, Emma, from Saab, who was wondering, was there something else chewing in her bonnet? And she's using this as an excuse. I wonder how she felt left out of other things and this was the straw, so to speak, that broke the camel's back.
Very true, very true. But it sounds as if she could be a little bit of a petty person as well. So maybe it was the straw that broke the camel's back. But if she's going to find anything to kind of pick a fight over, maybe that's why friend A said, oh, here, I'm not spending a week on holiday with this young one. It probably wouldn't be good enough for her anyway.
Do you agree with me about the... Do you know what? You can't chase people. She said sorry. It's time to move on. Yeah. Because what is the point?
Absolutely. 110%, girl. Listen, she said sorry. She's even empathized with the young one. Like, you know, you can't do much more than that. And again, it's not her problem. Like, it's not her fault. Mm. So this girl now just sounds like she needs to jog on for herself now and just kind of move on from it all. There'll be plenty of other places to go, things to do, people to see.
And do you know what else, Emma? There's going to be plenty more scenarios where you may not get an invite or you might get an invite because that's life.
Exactly. We can't get everything handed to us on a silver plate, lads.
Yes.
Move on.
And like we've all been in that situation where we felt left out of something, but we move on. We get over it, do you know?
Absolutely. Lads, this is first world problems, telling you.
Yeah.
Just move on now, girl.
Yeah. Move on, girl. Listen, Emma, thanks so much for chatting to us. Have a great day.
Thanks so much,
bye,
guys. Have a bad morning.
Bye.
Just one more. Adele was on. It might have been a better choice for friend A to have left another one or two of the others out, so it just wasn't the one girl left on the outside, or to have said it in the group chat and said there's only X places, so first come, first served. None of that was up to the emailer. She wasn't the organiser. Also, girl A did tell girl B a week beforehand, so girl B didn't find out through social media or photos or something. The emailer should apologise again and say she understands why friend B was hurt, but tell her that you thought it was the responsibility of friend A to explain, so it didn't seem like the emailer was going behind her back, and leave it alone and maybe organise a group event at some point.
She's already apologised though to me. She's done what she has to do. I hope that if you're listening, well, I'm sure you are listening, I hope that you've got some kind of answers to your dilemma.
There's still loads of reaction coming in. If you have any final thoughts, 085 102 9103.
Got something to say? Text or voice note us right now on WhatsApp 085 102 9103. Beat Breakfast.